T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Professor Joshua Sandman, professor of political science at the University of New Haven. Professor Sandman, Jody Ambrosio, Ray Dunaway, how are you, sir?
Thank God. Good morning. How are you?
Nice to have you on.
We're good. Last night, obviously, it was leaked before, but how surprised were you that Brett Kavanaugh is President Trump's nominee to fill the vacant seat on the Supreme Court?
I was not very surprised. He was the leading candidate, the most qualified, I believed. He had clerked for Justice Kennedy, who was retiring, and it was a natural transition to somebody who had that type of relationship with his predecessor.
As Kennedy was basically meeting with the president saying, okay, I'm stepping down, the word is that maybe he did recommend this guy. Is that possible?
It could be possible, but that's not usually the case. I think what happened is that the Federalist Society, which is a conservative legal interest group, recommended a variety of different names to the president, and he chose this gentleman who was well-regarded and well-respected and has a sterling record of conservative orientation, but is also noted for his civility and his positive disposition. So it was a very clear and logical choice.
There were four names, Professor, that had been thrown out there as the four finalists. In your opinion, what separated Judge Kavanaugh from the other three potential candidates?
I think what separated him was his consistent record. He had a more developed record. He had served longer, and he had been more distinguished in the intellectual capacity that he showed in the orientation towards the cases. And I think it more reflected the a solid conservative person with credentials who would be easier to confirm because of his civility and his ability to work with different people on the appeals court, and his general positive attitude. As you heard last night, he gave a very uplifting speech about his work in his community and his orientation towards you judging each case on its own merits.
We're talking to Professor Dr. Joshua Sandman. He's a professor of political science, University of New Haven. When you say conservative, what do you mean by a conservative justice? What exactly does that entail?
That's a really a good question. It entails a certain orientation to cases in terms of the role of government, the role of the judiciary in limiting the decisions it makes to reflecting the actual text of the Constitution and to the historical base of how the Constitution was written and formed. So I think that those who look at the text, who look at history, and there's a theory of what they call the social theory of the law, that you judge cases based on the current historical, political, social, and economic situations. That's not a conservative approach. Conservative approach is to look at the history of what the precedents for the court's previous rulings were in light of the written words and the orientation of the founding fathers.
So does it make him an originalist then?
He is. Yes, it makes him, but not as strong as originalist as some of the other judges, like Scalia was, and like it seems like Gorsuch is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It seems, Professor, that much of the opposite, when you hear people oppose the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh, they all talk about Roe v. Wade. But from what I was reading, he really hasn't expressed outright opposition to that.
I don't think he will have outright opposition to the Roe versus Wade itself. I think Justice Roberts, when he was confirmed, said it's settled law. And I think Kavanaugh will agree with that. However, what I think what's going to happen is that a variety of cases will be brought from states that try to restrict abortion, and it's not going to be a wholesale overturning of Roe versus Wade, but it'll be like death from a thousand cuts. So it'll be a consistent number of states, especially the more conservative southern states, mm-hmm. trying to limit the access to abortion, and the courts supporting that those limitations.
Do you think he'll have a tough time getting confirmed?
What? It'll be a battle, but I think he will be confirmed. I don't think the Democrats can stop the confirmation.
All right, Doctor, it's been an honor talking to you. I hope to do it again.
Thank you very much.
All right, Dr. Joshua Sandman, Professor of Political Science, University of New Haven.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.